This episode of IREM Today is brought to you by EnviroClean Disaster Restoration Services. EnviroClean Disaster Cleanup Team will get your property back to normal quickly and professionally. Visit them online at enviro-clean.com.
Now on AM 790, it's time for IREM Today, the property management show with host Jason Martins. Join Jason for this live call-in show to discuss property management issues and hear from guests from all trades and programs discussing your real estate needs. Here's your host, Jason Martins.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to IREM Today, the property management show here on AM 790. It is Tuesday, and it is 4.06 p.m., and it's raining out today, and we'll get back to that in a second. But I'm your co-host, Dina Cimarelli, and I'm here in the studio today with Chrissy Danilian and Jason Martins. And the reason why I brought up the rain is because Jason just loves to he has a thing where he says every Tuesday. It's a beautiful
it's a
day.
Wedding.
It's a day to get married, wedding. And he's wrong.
Today, like, I am.
Today you're wrong.
Brett Ferrucci will back me up on this.
Yeah, it's true. It's usually very nice.
Okay, well, not last week, but the week before. I'm pretty sure it was the same exact tragic weather. All right, so just in case you're tuning in for the first time.
We're into the show for 30 seconds. I'm thrown under the bus.
Well, you know.
Two strikes so far.
I'm pretty sure right before we came on, he said it was because of us.
Right. That's right.
So I just had to say that your prediction is wrong.
Oh, man.
It's going down. It's going down.
Right.
What happens in December and January, though, when it's like...
It's beautiful weather.
Will you get out?
It's gorgeous.
Stop it.
Sunny,
and it's snowing.
Sunny snow. Okay, so IREM Today, in case you're tuning in right now, is your live local radio show here every Tuesday. And there are a lot of these fun syndicated programs on this radio station. However, Chrissy, are we one of them?
No, we're not.
We're not.
That's
okay.
But we're still fun. We're fun. We're lively.
We are lively.
Yes.
And we're entertaining.
We wake you up.
We wake you up right at 4 o'clock.
In the dreary, rainy
it's like
traffic.
Black outside. We are entertaining, but we are not syndicated.
We are live in the studio.
We are live in the studio every Tuesday, though. We're talking about all things property management. And in case you were just turning in for the first time and you want to know what IREM is, IREM stands for the Institute of Real Estate Management. We are the most professional group in the country for managing real estate. Locally here, we are known as the Greater Rhode Island Chapter 88. And another thing you might be wondering is, what does IREM do? Well, we are the source of education and professional recognition for managers of all types of properties. So whether you manage an elderly housing building, maybe manage a single family home, or maybe even a tenement building, then the Institute of Real Estate Management is here for you. And also, if people are looking for a career in property management or just looking for something different, and they have some kind of training and even some kind of education, and they're looking for a designation so that you can be recognized as a professional property manager, we have designations, which, just to clarify, the designation means that you have some sort of credentials stating that you are a trained professional in this industry. We do have two designations that we speak of pretty often, and one of them is the ARM. Which my lovely co-host Chrissy is. And Chrissy, what does ARM stand for?
It's Accredited Residential Manager.
It is. And then we also have the Distinguished CPM designation.
Which our other co-host has.
Which, you know, and I feel like we haven't had Jack here in a while. What's been a couple of weeks now? Because Jack Bentz usually refers to this as...
The Distinguished CPM.
And what's it equivalent
like
to?
Like Harvard. A bachelor's degree. Like
no,
a Harvard.
Harvard
no, it
education.
Says Harvard.
A Harvard education.
Jeez, I mean, I come here, I feel like, you know, I just don't have
it's
what you
Harvard
guys have.
Equivalent.
Harvard equivalent. But what does that stand for? We didn't even say.
CPM stands for Certified Property Manager.
It is.
That's the big one. Not that there's nothing wrong with ARM is big too, but CPM, that's...
He just poo-pooed my ARM.
I absolutely did. I carry the ARM. As a matter of fact, I just paid my ARM dues last week.
Oh, you got to pay dues.
Yeah.
Wait, so you still hold ARM
and CPM.
You do them together. Oh,
yes.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
And you have to pay dues on both of them annually?
Sure, yep.
Oh, how about that? Yeah. It's a gift that keeps on giving, I guess. All right, so now if someone walks into your place of business... And they state that they are a CPM and they could possibly be looking for some work. Right now, right away, you know that person has been trained properly, professionally, is backed by a code of ethics. And if they didn't have that designation, like myself, I have neither.
But that's not true. You're a friend of IREM.
I am a friend.
That's very
important. But I don't have these designations. So if you and I were to walk in to an establishment, if there's a job posted and you have ARM after your title and I have... comma friend, I'm pretty sure.
You're a friend. But it matters on what job we're going for. If we're going for a property manager, sure. But if we're going for, you know, who can market the best property...
I can get that. Like she's saying, well, I'll get the property manager, but you'll be able to market it.
You'll get dog catcher.
And without you, the property manager wouldn't be there.
Maybe I can dog walk the pets around the property that you're a property manager at. It's
and
fantastic.
Then maybe you can get little jackets for them.
Guys
are
making
promoting
me feel
the property.
Great on this rainy day, lifting me right up. So we were talking about if somebody was to walk in and there is a position available and you do have one of those accreditation designations such as an ARM or a CPM, it's pretty much a good shot that you will be considered for that position before I do. And along with the CPM and the ARM designation, there's a cost for these. And at IRAM, we have a scholarship program that is there to help alleviate some of those costs. It's a simple process. It's an application. You can go online and visit our website at iramri.org, and you can fill it out and submit it to Karen Cuddle. And who is Karen Cuddle?
Oh, she's our association executive. She's wonderful.
She is wonderful.
Yes.
She is definitely wonderful. And you can contact Karen directly at 401-479-7734. Or again, go online to iramri.org and you can fill that out.
What if I can't be a CPM or an ARM and I just want to be interested in IRAM and I just want to see what's going on? Is there anything else that I can do besides be a friend? And
you want to take advantage of all the benefits that comes with being a member?
Yes, you can have an associate membership.
Oh.
Yes, so you can definitely, there's a fee for that.
Yep. You can just pay to play.
Very affordable. And again, you can reach out to Karen for some of that information. And from what I understand, the associate membership allows you access to all of these hundreds
of wonderful
forms and documents that we have available to you, all free with your membership.
With your membership,
exactly.
It's terrific. It's amazing.
It is amazing. And then
great
you also
value.
Get invitations to our wonderful events that we have.
Oh, which we got one next week.
You get
week.
To meet us, maybe. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God, it's already next week.
Yeah, next
we'll talk
week.
About
is it next
that
week?
A little bit.
Yeah, next week.
Yes.
The 7th. Is it next week? The 7th?
Yep, December 7th.
Oh, that's good, because then I have Thursday, Friday off. So I'm going to have Wednesday night starts off my vacation. It's fantastic.
Good start to the vacation.
It is a good start to the vacation. So.
So Thanksgiving was good?
Thanksgiving was great.
All
my
right.
Thanksgiving was great. Yeah.
Chrissy's not so much. We understand.
You know
that, right?
I mean,
oh, well, Chrissy's
well,
indirectly.
My family
indirectly,
was.
Yeah.
Well, everything was great.
Right.
Wonderful. Food was excellent.
Yeah. Okay.
I hope Nancy's listening.
But work was busy. That's okay.
Work was busy.
Yeah.
Well, I was on vacation all last week, too. So I asked.
She's just a vacation girl.
Yes. Jeez, another vacation.
And I leave for vacation on Friday. I go to Seattle to see my friend this Friday. So.
Yes.
Yeah,
it's unbelievable.
It's not bad.
What
do you know
a life.
Do you know I have every Friday off from now until January 6th?
Wow.
Isn't that fantastic?
She is living the dream
right
now. On the radio, vacation every Friday.
I'm a friend of Iram.
Vacation again.
Speaking of being on vacation, it's kind of funny you said that because millennials nowadays.
They just want to be on vacation 24/7.
They want to live like they're on vacation, right?
Yes.
That's true. We're just talking about this.
And it's changing the landscape and the way people, developers, build
their properties.
Build their properties now, right?
Yeah.
It's amazing.
It's all about the amenities.
It's crazy.
They'll
more
actually
amenities.
Pay more in rent for smaller square footage just to have all of those amenities available to them.
Well, I mean, it makes sense because they probably wouldn't be in their apartment as much as they'd be taking advantage of some of these amenities.
Right. We were just talking about some rooftop decks, which there's only one right now in Providence.
There's one
I'm
in
sure
Providence.
That there's going to be some more with some new
which
projects
one,
that are going
what
on.
What is it in Providence? Which
Providence
one?
G.
It's a Providence
G. Yeah,
but
that's G.
Not a...
That's a...
Yeah, it's apartments.
Residential?
Yep.
Yeah, really?
It's
residential.
It's apartments.
Oh, I didn't know they had apartments.
Always at 100% occupied with a wait list from...
Come on.
Oh, yeah.
You're kidding.
Oh, no, I'm dead serious.
Wow.
How big are
they
those?
Don't need to advertise. They're so... backed up on a wait list.
Wow.
I know this firsthand.
Because you're on the wait list.
She's
wow.
on the wait list. She's on the rooftop deck.
Well, what they've done now is they've enclosed it.
Yeah, for the
so
winter.
Where it used to just be open, but now it's enclosed. It's made the space smaller. But, I mean, you can come home from work, change up quick, and go right upstairs, get a drink. There's live entertainment there 7 days a week.
That's amazing.
7 days a week.
You don't even have to leave your own property.
You do not have
property.
To leave. Nope. I think there's three restaurants in there, too, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, well, they have the G Pub
downstairs
in the basement. That's really nice.
And
I
then
know
they have
the regular one upstairs.
They have the banquet hall, right?
They have. Yeah, I was just going to say that. They have one for functions, but they have another. I forget the name of it, but there's one that you can go out and eat. And even G Pub's fun. So down there is pool? There's it's like a bar type atmosphere, so you can go anywhere from playing pool in your where you live in your apartment or going upstairs to the rooftop. And now it's because it's enclosed, they have like those standing heaters to keep you nice and cozy. And there's fires. It's so cool.
I had this friend of mine, right? I was on jury duty, and so I was there for 2 days. Mm-hmm. So my first day, I went somewhere walking around downtown, and then that night you get out of jury duty. I went home, and actually I was hanging out with a couple of friends, and I was like, I'm on jury duty. I don't know where to go for lunch. I went somewhere, and he goes, you're in Providence? I said, yeah. He goes, go to the G Pub. That's the place to go. I said, oh, really? I said, the food's good. He goes, food's real good. I said, oh, okay, you've been there. He goes, no, I've never been there.
Stop it.
I swear to God, he said that to me. I slapped him upside the head. I said, what's the matter with you? Anyways, I did go there at one point, and the food is actually really good. But that's what he said to me.
See, I've never eaten there. I've eaten at the banquet upstairs. Mm-hmm. I went to an event there.
Drinks only, you know. Drinks only.
Well, I definitely have had some beverages at the rooftop deck.
Liquid lunch.
Yes, this liquid dinner, liquid lunch. It was all liquid. It was good. So we are getting ready to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about some of the
millennials. We'll keep talking about some of the millennials. We'll talk about the legislative stuff
for 2017. That's okay, right. You're listening to IREM Today, the Property Management Show. We'll be right back after this. All right, it is 4:20 here at IREM Today, the Property Management Show. I am your co-host, Dina Cimarelli, along with Chrissy Danielian and Jason Martins. And we are live in the studio here every Tuesday from 4 to 5 p.m. And right before we left to break, we was just starting to talk about millennials and how they're living these days. And I mean, they're living a lot better than I was when I was in my 20s, because I think I was still home. But they are in these amazing apartment buildings with all of these amenities right at their fingertips. And it's
and everything within walking distance.
Within walking distance.
Just
pretty,
the convenience.
Yeah.
That's the factor with the millennials, the convenience factor. So ship everything to me. I want food delivered to me. I don't want to do anything. I just want to live my life.
So do you think this is then going to like turn into like a health issue? I'm just thinking you're not walking,
no,
you're not moving,
I think they still go to the gym.
So because there's a fitness center there.
There's a fitness center. They want to be in the fitness center.
Right,
yeah.
But can I tell you from what
walking the dog too?
Yeah, but they probably have dog walkers at this point. Well, that would have been my position.
Millennials making all this money that they're able to do all
good
of this?
For them.
At your properties, I don't think you, but do you have fitness centers at the ones you manage?
We have at one of the ones, yes.
And do they really use it?
Not so much.
So it's funny, almost every property
in January,
resolutions, yes.
But then it peters down, and then it usually only gets busy like after 5 o'clock, which is
but it does, because most properties that I talk to say that it's funny, one of the first questions that they're asked if there's a fitness center.
But you'll never see the people in
there. And then nobody ever uses them.
Are they there in the early morning hours instead, like 5 a.m. when there's no staff around?
I don't know. I don't ask those questions. They just say that while they're there, they see up. Well, I guess it would make sense because people are at work during the day, and that's when they would be there. But even my cousin lives in a really nice luxury apartment building in Cranston. It's beautiful. And it's not like a full it's a gym.
Right.
It has all the things that you need. Yes.
But it's not like over abundance. Yeah. It's not like a real gym. It's just like a property gym.
Yeah. And it's nice. And she goes there for convenience if she can't make it to the gym. But she's like, you know, for some reason, it's a bigger effort to go down. And then nobody's there.
No one's there.
So she feels like there's no motivation around or no background noise. But I think it's funny.
It's interesting because I manage more subsidized housing and affordable type of housing. But do you find like Pacern is finding, or your company, or you guys, are you trying to find ways to compete with some of these newer developments to offer amenities? Are you guys ever
Like at some of the properties that we might not have a fitness center or things like that, we might try to pair like marketing efforts with a local gym.
Uh-huh.
So we'll say like, oh, you know, we have X amount of residents here. Is there a way that they can get maybe a discounted, you know, membership here or something like that to try to alleviate some of the cost, but try to maybe make a pair marketing effort. So we'll have like flyers in the office, or we'll put like something in the moving gift, so that way people are aware that there is something going
gym's
on.
Close
or do
by.
Yeah, or do like an email blast or something like that. So we try to do more pair market. It's not like we're going to build a fitness center, but you know, one of the properties that I manage now, we are redoing our clubhouse. So we are keeping some of those things in mind as far as like what people want.
Well, I was going to say that. What do people, do your residents ask you for an amenity that you don't have?
Yeah.
And if
like,
so, what's the most common?
My old, the old clubhouse that we had, it didn't have a room that you could rent for private functions. And a lot of the people that, you know, live there, you can only fit so many people in your apartment. So they, a lot of them were asking for, you know, even for, you know, a 10-year-old's birthday party or bridal shower, a bachelorette party, you know, maybe not a bachelorette party, but you know, just a smaller gathering of people.
Yeah.
You know, there's not really anywhere for them to go
to
besides
really go.
Like sitting on the picnic benches out back,
and that's only seasonal.
Yeah. Oh, so, I think that that's one of the things that, you know, maybe we're doing, but it's not like we're going crazy like some of these other properties that I've been reading about, maybe on the West Coast.
West Coast.
So
trends always start out west, and then they make their way east.
I love California. I'm just saying.
Next vacation, Dina.
I'll be there in May. I'll be there in May.
What are they doing out there?
So they are. They're actually, because Uber has such a big influence over there, and a lot of them are taking bikes and, you know, trying to be a little more green, and maybe they don't have vehicles or there's not parking available. Some complexes are actually offering a $100 credit every month.
That's a month.
Every month.
Yes, wow. If you don't
well,
have
I mean,
a vehicle.
How much is the? I mean, in California, how much are the rents though there compared to like here?
Right.
But $100 credit every month.
Towards Uber. Wow.
If they don't have a vehicle. So this company was saying that, well, it was an article from the Wall Street Journal, and they were saying that probably in 30 years we're going to have half as many cars on the roads. But I can't imagine
half as many cars on the roads.
I just can't imagine.
Do young people not like driving? I love
they
driving.
Just,
I love getting
maybe
my
they
wheel.
Like to go to rooftop bars all the time, so they don't want to drive.
Well, it's so funny. I think a lot of it has to do, you know, we're saying this, I think probably with climate and coast differences, because on the East Coast, maybe all these amenities and all this convenience, because, I mean, what, 7-8 months out of the year, the weather here is not amazing. But in California, you would probably want to walk everywhere and be outside. So I just think that the living is just completely different. I'd prefer California living and walking around and going out there, but as far as not wanting to have a car, that makes, I mean, how do you get to work every day? How do you get there? You Uber? I hear the traffic in LA, you're sometimes stuck for 2-3 hours. Can you imagine what that Uber bill would be?
Yeah. $100 probably wouldn't go too far.
Yeah. I mean,
you would just have to live right near your work or live at your work. I guess manage the property
housing.
And live in the complex. But I mean, there are some naysayers. They were saying that in the 50s, the projection was the 90s, everybody was going to go to work in their private helicopters. So this could be another.
In the 90s. I don't have a private helicopter.
I didn't get that either.
Can you imagine all of us flying things?
Flying to work.
That would not be good.
More accidents.
That would not be good.
That's awful. Oh, yeah. I like driving, like you said. I actually really like getting in my car and going for a ride. It's like therapy for me.
But it's interesting. Like just the younger people, the millennials, right?
Yeah.
We keep mentioning them because they're a huge part of the population.
Absolutely.
Is that they don't care about the white picket fence house so much.
Yeah,
and I know I'm kind of generalizing a little bit, but
yeah.
They don't care so much about the white picket fence, living out in suburbia and then commuting into work. They just want, it's to them,
convenience.
It's lifestyle.
Yeah, it's lifestyle.
Convenient.
They're
That's
living
it.
Their life.
I got my small apartment. I don't care. I go to work and I go to the bar, hang out with my friends.
Right.
I don't need to pay for a car payment, car insurance, taxes on my car, gas for my car, oil. I don't want to do all that stuff.
No.
Just take me where I want to go and here's a couple of bucks. Thank you very much. Have a nice day.
Yeah.
And it's all more about lifestyle for them. So, you know, developers in these apartment communities,
they're
adapting to that.
Yeah, they're even widening the curbways for pedestrians to get out of the Uber. And, you know, they're making separate Uber lanes, I guess, to drop for drop-offs.
Uber lane.
And mall landlords, they said, are also embracing this. And they're actually serving bottled water, hot chocolate, hot apple cider during colder weather to customers at the Uber drop-off point to try to get people out during the holiday season.
To convince them to go to the shopping
mall?
Yeah. They should probably put that indoors if they have like an indoor waiting area. I wouldn't be surprised if that's not too far.
There's going to be a little hut, a little Uber hut.
It's probably not too far off to have something like that. Yeah, exactly. Like a little soccer canopy thing.
Taxi cab drivers everywhere just scratching their heads going, what is going on?
Look, I love the cabbies.
How did this happen?
Love the cabbies. When I travel, I usually take the cabs. But the fact of the matter is that their business model has been beaten.
Well, Uber is convenient.
Yeah.
Again, it's the convenience.
You've been beaten. I'm sorry. Yeah. If you're in the cab business, mm-hmm. your business model is antiquated.
Yeah.
And you've been beaten. And the point is not to go and complain for more federal regulation mm-hmm. towards Uber and Lyft and these companies. No. The problem is go to whoever is regulating you, if it's the UPC or the state, whoever it is that's regulating you, and tell them that they need to change the regulations so that you can compete with Uber. Because the fact of the matter is that they've been beaten, and their business model no longer really applies anymore.
So taxis will just can have an app? Because pretty much it's all app driven.
They got to adapt.
I used
to taxi?
No, well, I did. I used to work in New York. I used to work in Rhode Island, but I was in sales, and I was in New York about 3 days a week, and I was hailing cabs all the time. And you could lose a lot of time if you're trying to get to an appointment or wherever you need to be. You're out there, but now just the convenience, you're like, oh, that's mine.
Yeah.
I don't have to fight with anybody. Like, mm-hmm. that's mine.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like when I travel, go to these conferences and stuff, I'll usually wait for a cab.
Yeah, I used to, yeah.
For whatever reason. I've just never signed up for Uber, and maybe someday I will. But, you know, so I like the cab. I have nothing against cabbies. You know, they provide a good service. But, like I said, the fact of the matter is when I hear cabbies and people supporting the cabs complain that, oh, Uber's not regulated, they've beaten you. I mean, why don't you, instead of complaining that they should be regulated,
do something about it to change
it. Do something to have the UPC change it so that you can compete with them.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That's not the problem. Is that they're not regulated. It's that you're overly regulated.
Exactly.
I mean, does that not make any sense?
No, it doesn't.
So that's my point with that. And I love cab. I'll continue to take them. But look, I mean, there's a better business model out there. I'm sorry. That's the way the world goes. That's the way it goes around. You know, so things come around and I don't know.
Yeah, we're going to talk more with you about some legislative things in a minute. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back right after this. You're listening to IREM Today, the Property Management Show.
Now back to IREM Today, the Property Management Show, with your host, Jason Martins, on AM 790, your station for talk and business.
Hey, I'm back. It is 4:35, and we are back in studio, IREM Today, the Property Management Show. And I am your co-host, Dina Cimarelli, in studio today with Chrissy Danielian and Jason Martins. And right before we went to break, we were kind of having a Uber, Lyft, taxi tangent. But, you know, I think, you know, taxi drivers just need to step up to the plate. Like Jason said, stop complaining and just get on the Uber, Lyft app bandwagon.
It's like I said, if I had a cupcake business, right?
I like cupcakes.
I make cupcakes. And then Dina opens up her own cupcake bakery right next to mine.
Yeah.
And you want to know what? Your cupcakes are way better than mine.
Yeah.
You streamlined your process. You make you make them faster, cheaper, and better tasting than I do.
Yep.
Am I going to go and call Gina Raimondo and say, hey, Gina, hey, you better do something about Dina over here. She's making better cupcakes than me. You better regulate her.
No, Gina's going to say, well, you know, I get my cupcakes from Dina, and you need to go do what she's doing.
No, exactly. I mean, I better figure out a way to compete with her, with
Absolutely.
You. You know, that's not the way it works. And again, I'm not trying to pick on the cabbies here because they provide a service.
Yes.
But, you know, when I hear that they're complaining that, oh, you need to regulate Uber and Lyft. No. They have a better business model than you do.
Yeah.
They have a better product than you do. It's a competing product, and it's better than yours. You need to compete with them. And if it's the government or the UPC, whoever it is, that is forcing you to operate the way you uncompetitively,
mm-hmm.
then you need to go to them and say, hey, listen, you need to change the regulations so I can compete or I'm going to be out of business. And that's what you need to do. I mean, you can't go complain that, oh, you need to put regulations on Uber so they can get up to our level. No. You need to change.
Going backwards because now at this point they're – Well, I mean, the way of
look,
everything's evolving, they're antiquated at this point.
The taxis have a lobby, okay?
Yeah.
And, you know, go to your lobbyist, whoever it is, go to the reps that you know and say, listen, you got to change this because we're going to we're going to be dinosaurs here at some point if we can't compete with them. Because you've been beaten. I'm sorry. That's just the way it is. That's
you've been
the way
beaten.
It goes.
Defeat.
And hopefully some of the new projects that are going on in Providence will maybe add some of these amenities that we talked about, too.
Yeah, so well.
There's quite a few coming up.
Yeah, there's some problem. Yeah, some coming.
Providence looks like it's up and coming.
Yes.
As it hasn't been.
So I was on a conference call yesterday with IROM National going over some of the legislative issues, the high priority issues, I should say, that IROM is focusing on for 2017. And so I just kind of want to go over those with you quickly.
Is this IROM nationally or IROM Rhode Island?
Okay. No, national.
It's
yeah,
a big
this
shot
is the
now.
National. Yeah, yeah. Well,
no, it's kind of a big deal.
It's
wow.
True. It's true. I'm like Ron Burgundy, you know, kind of a big deal.
kind of a big deal.
Did I ever show you my Ron Burgundy sticker?
Oh, my God.
Yes, when you took us on a tour of the studio. How, 11 years? How long has that been there? You figured it out.
2004, I think it came out.
Yeah, 12 years.
So 12 years been up there. Intact, by the way.
I know. And then they painted around it.
Now watch, Beth Rucha is going to go and take it down. I'll be really upset.
Okay, so what Jason is referring to is on the men's room where the little, you know, the silhouette of the man that's on the men's room bathroom sign, Jason has put a
sticker.
Headshot pretty much of Ron Burgundy, a sticker on
the men's
on the men's bathroom sign.
But I did
and
that
his claim
years
to
ago.
12 years ago. Would you
and
say it was just painted at the time? What did they do?
They just painted it and haven't even removed it.
And they left it up there.
Yeah.
No
he
one's
was so
there.
Nervous.
It looks like it's been there forever.
Yeah, yeah I put
so
that
nervous.
Up there 12 years ago.
So well crafted and framed.
Thank you very
this,
much.
This is your legacy here
That's
at the studio.
That's right. Now somebody listening is going in the building is
going to go and rip it down.
I'll be really upset. I'll be upset about it. I never should have mentioned it on the air.
So what are these legislative
issues? Anyway, so yeah, I'm a big deal.
we know that already. We already knew that.
We knew that.
He can't fit his head through the door over here.
Wider doors. somebody called Gina Raimondo. No, I'm kidding. All right, so some of the issues that are high priority issues for IROM going into 2017 is ADA reform. And the blurb here says that property managers around the country are receiving demand letters from attorneys threatening lawsuits setting ADA Title III accessibility violations if a fee is not paid. Business owners who are often unaware of these violations are forced to choose between paying the settlement or preparing a defense rather than removing the barrier. Now, what this is that there are actually attorneys in the country. What they did, they're like drive-by attorneys. What they do is that they just drive around property
and say, you're in violation.
And try to find property that is in violation. That's what they do.
But do they give them a letter first citing the violation and give them X amount of days to fix it?
No,
boom,
send a demand letter.
That's it. Because you should have been in compliance at this point. It shouldn't have been.
Well, I mean, you know, you can look at it both ways. It's like, you know, they're hunting for these things. You know, is that really fair to the owner? I mean, you know, how do you know what stage the owner's at or if they even knew? I mean, you know, the fact that they're out there hunting for these things, I mean, is that, you know, that's a big problem.
They should be educating them, I think, and at least, especially, I think, if a law has changed in the last year or two, whatever, since and something needed to be updated, what if they didn't know? Like, how do you know?
Yeah.
How do you know something changes?
You become an IROM.
You join IROM.
Join IROM. You know,
what else you got?
Next issue that they're following in 2017, fair housing and disparate impact. Under the disparate impact HUD rule, a case for discrimination can be built against a property manager based on statistical analysis, which suggests certain policies, such as background checks, have a disproportionate impact on a protected class rather than the intent to discriminate. So you could say is that, you know, you have a policy for your building, right, and for your selection plan, who you choose, right? And maybe you're not intending to discriminate against someone, but your policy does cause discrimination. So, for example, the case was made that there are a higher proportion of minorities who have been incarcerated, right? So they get out of jail. Now, what is your policy when you look at a background check? Do you look for 3 years? Do you look is someone who maybe had a DUI as opposed to, you know, a violent crime? You know, what's your policy?
Yeah.
What's your standard? So because there are a higher proportion of minorities who have been incarcerated, are you now not considering them? Are you discriminating unintentionally?
Group.
But are you discriminating against them? Now, Supreme Court ruled 2 years ago that you can't. They're a protected class, or certain things can be a protected class, and you can't discriminate against them.
So then, what happens to your policy? So if you have a policy in effect,
exactly.
it has to be reevaluated.
Exactly. So now you have to. The thing is, what IROM is telling managers is, you need to be prepared to have a good defense for your policy or change your policy.
Yeah.
Either change it or have a good defense for your policy in case you get called out on it. And you know, with this Supreme Court ruling, you're going to start seeing more and more of that. This was all started by a case in Texas where someone said that they were being discriminated against because they're a protected class. So that's kind of where that came from. Another issue is called carried interest. And carried interest is a share of an investment's profits paid to the investment manager in excess of the amount that the manager contributes to the partnership. This is often used in real estate as the investment manager contributes sweat equity rather than financial capital. Carried interest is currently taxed as a capital gain, but many are calling for it to be taxed as ordinary income. This is like a really kind of a really deep tax issue that if you're a property manager and you're a property owner, you know, you want to make sure you're talking to whoever is handling your taxes, because this is kind of a deep issue that I don't will bore the heck out of our listeners if I go on any further with that.
Okay,
but
let's moving right along.
Carried interest. So just know that IRM is trying to protect owners and managers tax-wise too. Marketplace Fairness Act. Do you know what this is? The online sales tax.
Okay.
This is big. IRM is following this. Now, currently, a state cannot compel a remote retailer to collect and remit sales tax unless they have a physical presence in the state. The buyer is still responsible for paying the tax, though many do not. That's the case in Rhode Island. Mm-hmm. So if you're buying something online and you're not charged
Amazon
sales tax,
or,
you're supposed to report that in your tax returns that you purchased items. Now, who does that? Nobody does that, right?
Who does that?
So now, IRM's position is that there should be an online sales tax. The thinking behind that is that it allows brick and mortar stores, like local stores, who pay rent to property managers, to be able to compete with online retailers.
Gotcha.
So IRM supports the online sales tax. 1031 like-kind exchange. Section 1031 of the Internal Revenue Code, also called like-kind exchange, is a tax provision that has existed since 1921. It allows businesses and individuals to defer taxes when swapping a property for another property of like kind. Some members of Congress have suggested eliminating the 1031 exchange. So if you own a property and you sell it, you pay a capital gains tax on it. Well, the 1031 allows you to defer that, because what you're going to do is you have a certain period of time, I think it's 6 months, to take the gain from the sale of your property and apply that towards the purchase of another property. So in essence, you're not paying that capital gains tax. At some point, you will if you sell and you don't buy anything else.
6 month window.
So some members of Congress have suggested eliminating that, which means if you sell a property, boom, you're going to hit the capital gains. But you know, we don't want to see that 1031.
It's more of an incentive to just roll it over. Are you kidding?
It's a huge incentive for people to continue, you know, buying and selling property, renovating them.
It's fantastic.
So yeah, I mean, if you don't have that, then you know, investors aren't going to want to do that. So IRM is big time in favor of maintaining the 1031 like-kind exchange. Federally assisted housing issues. IRM members own and manage over 60% of all federally assisted housing and public housing units in the United States. Under these project-based programs, the federal government, through the Department of Housing and Urban Development, HUD, contracts with private owners to fund the difference between the rent for the unit and 30% of landlord's income. So we're constantly trying to get more and more funding for federally assisted housing in the country. As you know, who knows what's going to happen with the new administration coming in? Are they going to continue to fund HUD and fund these federally assisted housing programs or not? That's something we're hoping that they will. But you know, Ben Carson, I guess, was appointed to be HUD secretary. So we'll see where that ends up. But obviously, IRM is in favor of continuing to have federally assisted housing programs throughout the country, because, again, it encourages investors to invest in these types of programs if they know that they're going to get a certain subsidy from the federal government. So, and the last one is lead-based paint in commercial properties. The Environmental Protection Agency, the EPA, is currently in the rulemaking process for lead renovation repair painting program for public and commercial building regulations. The language would require certain commercial and public properties to follow the strict regulations when doing any work on spaces containing lead paint. Now, lead paint is put in place in residential properties because if you have a child, I believe it's under 6 years old, I think it is.
I think six or seven.
If you have a young child living they can get lead paint for properties that were built before 1978. So, because since then, it's all been lead-free paint. Now they're trying to say that, well, you should apply that to commercial buildings, and because, but the argument is that, look, children don't live in these commercial buildings, or a retail store or something like that. they're not necessarily going to go in there and start eating paint off the off the windowsill. So there's a less chance of that happening, because this would be a huge cost to owners and managers to have to redo all these buildings and renovate everything. So they're saying it's not the same as residential, where the kid is in there how many hours a day. It's a completely different situation. So
Interesting stuff.
Yeah, so it's kind of interesting. So these are some of the – I mean, there's a lot of issues that IRM is following, but these are the high-priority issues. And
we're going to talk a little bit more about well, we have some events coming up, which is my favorite part to talk about. We'll be right back right after this. You're listening to IRM Today, the Property Management Show. All right, 4:52 here on IRM Today, the Property Management Show, here on AM 790. It's your station for talk and business. I'm your co-host, Chrissy Denalian, and I'm here with Dina Cimarelli and Jason Martins. We're just going to kind of talk about some events that we have going on with IRM. The big event that's going on next week is our installation dinner.
That's one of the best events.
I think so. I like it.
Where is it this year?
This year, it's at your Vegas place.
Oh, Jackie's?
It's not in Vegas, though, but it's Jackie's restaurant on Mineral Spring in North Providence.
Have you seen this place? It looks like it's right out of Las Vegas or South Beach. It's amazing.
You talk about this all the time, but I still have not
been
there.
It's very blingy.
It's going to be my first time.
Really?
I'm going to have to wear something jazzy.
Or maybe not, because it'll be so maybe wear something understated, because room is...
Please.
You know, she's like, no bling it right up.
I'm from Cranston.
You're
originally.
Like, here, come on. You take the girl out of Cranston.
Anyway, the event is December 7th, and they are asking for you to bring a donation for Toys for Tots, because the Marines will be there to collect all of the toys, which is a great event. And who's getting installed as an officer?
That's right.
Who?
That's right. That's me.
Oh, yes. Oh. It's kind of a big deal.
We're going to make a sign.
We're gonna like hold a protest them. Sign
yeah,
or something.
No. Like,
no, I'm going to be installed. Like what?
JJ, he's our man. If he can do it, nobody can.
I think I'll just put your face on a stick.
Oh, my God, that would be awesome. We should totally do that.
No, I'm actually honored to be. I'm going to be installed as treasurer, which
that's
is
awesome.
Which is a really big deal. Yeah,
so it is a big
cool.
deal.
Yeah. That's really exciting. I'm really excited about that. So.
You can say you knew us way back when.
Yeah, that's right.
We knew you way back when.
I got to get Chrissy into the loop over here, into the
loop.
Not the loop. What do you call it? The funnel. Work her way into an officer position.
Yeah.
Are you on the council yet?
I'm not.
Why not?
Committee yet.
I'm gonna have to talk. To
I'm on too. You need
yet.
To find.
I don't know.
Oh yes. Well, speaking of committees.
That's why I said it.
You're smart.
We are having our annual membership appreciation meeting.
Yes.
Yeah.
When's that?
That is Wednesday, January 11th at 12 Acres in Smithfield.
Now, the beauty of this meeting
is
we're talking about committees, right?
Yes.
Yes. Now, at this meeting, what we're going to do is we're going to have tables set up and booths or tables, whatever, around the room with all the committees stationed there. So if you want to get involved in different types of committees and you want to see what IRM offers, our chapter offers, this is the perfect opportunity to go and sit down and talk to...
And have an interview.
Yes.
Yeah, and to see and to kind of get a taste of...
See where you fit in.
And see where you fit in. Now, we have like an outreach committee. We have an education committee. We have a marketing committee. We have a legislative committee.
Our Friends of IRM committee.
Friends of IRM committee. I mean, golf committee. It's amazing. I mean, there are so many great committees. And not everyone is, you know, is a good fit for each person. But you can find out which ones you're a good fit for. And kind of get involved in IRM. Get involved in our local chapter. And
they're also going to have people on hand to speak with people if they want to become an ARM or CPM or associate membership. So that and they're going to talk. They'll have people on hand to also talk about the scholarships that are offered too. So it is a good event to go to. It's a complimentary breakfast, I believe, from what I've
for members, yes.
And guests and potential members and potential friends of IRM are $20. Walk-in memberships will be charged $20, and the buffet will start at 8:30 a.m. And
the buffet up there is always really good too, by the way. French toast they put out.
Well, they have a great brunch now. 12 Acres, I was telling Chrissy, she hasn't been there in a while, but it actually had some renovations and remodeling just a few years ago, and their brunch on Sunday is like out of this world.
Yeah.
So I believe that
the breakfast is really good.
The breakfast. I love breakfast.
Yeah.
So if anybody's
I love breakfast in California.
In California. Oh, that would be amazing.
So when is it again? January?
That one is January 11th.
Speaking of brunch, I'm just going to say this. On Saturday, I'm going to have brunch at the Needle in Seattle. My friend Deanna already made reservations.
Stop promoting that.
Okay, sorry.
We're promoting this.
I was excited about brunch Saturday.
This is January 11th. And if you are interested, you can either go on the website, iramri.org, and register right on the website, or you can give Karen a call at 401-479-7734. If you've missed any part of the program, you can subscribe to us on iTunes by searching for Irem Today.
Jay.
Or you can listen to the podcast on our website, iremri.org.
You can leave a review. Make sure you leave it. Have we gotten any reviews
by the way,
yet?
How do you leave a review?
Can I tell? My cousin tried to leave a review
and
she couldn't.
And that's what my friend said.
She couldn't leave a review.
Why?
My friend.
I don't know.
He couldn't.
I'll have to ask her. I'll text her and I'll let you know. Call.
What do you call? Podcast people?
Ghostbusters. Yeah. What? Review busters.
The new Steve Jobs. I don't know what his name is, but call that guy.
I guess that'll do it for today. We'll be back next week. Thanks for listening to Irem Today.
Bye.
This episode of Irem Today is brought to you by EnviroClean Disaster Restoration Services. EnviroClean Disaster Cleanup Team will get your property back to normal quickly and professionally. Visit them online at enviro-clean.com.